Hello, this is the Love Letter Squad. I'm Teresa Ayers.
And I'm Janet Gallen, and we welcome you to another, as they say, episode in Love Letters, in the world of Love Letters. And please remember, as many of you have heard us say before, Love Letters are really for anyone at any time, for any reason that you feel like expressing love or gratitude or remembrance, or inviting someone into your life, or graciously inviting somebody out of your life. There's really nothing that a love letter can't cover. You can send a eulogy ahead of time as a love letter. Why should someone have to wait till he or she is gone to know how much you cared and why? Send it all. Put your best self on paper.
And support someone that you know that's going through a difficult time.
Yes.
Just to let them know you're thinking of
Absolutely.
Them.
Thank you. Exactly. So we're going to go to our guest today, Sigrid Hare, who is a sculptor, and her business is called The Art of Remembering. And Sigrid, I think before we do anything, do you want to give a website address?
Yes,
Let's do that.
Website address is www.artofremembering.com.
So it's artofremembering.com.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, yeah. We like to do that because if you're one letter off, it's... You don't get there.
Yes.
So tell us about you and what you do and when you first realized you had this talent. And about your childhood a little bit, if you care to.
Well, I'm a sculptor, and as most kids, I used to play with Play-Doh as a child, and I loved it, like many kids. And I studied art to become a teacher. I taught art for a while.
Oh, you did? Where?
Near Frankfurt, in Frankfurt.
I mean, to children, to
Frankfurt,
adults?
Germany. Yeah, I taught middle and high school art. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I did that for a while. I didn't much like it. I felt challenged by, you know, having to grade art and to encourage kids to just do art. That didn't work well for me. So
you couldn't mesh encouraging and judging.
I know
Is
people
that what
can
you're
do it. Yes, I was more on the encouraging end of the spectrum, and I didn't want to squash people's newly found confidence in them being artists by saying, "Well, this isn't quite up to it," or so. So I decided I was not an art teacher. So then I did other jobs. I moved to the U.S. In my early 30s.
May I ask what brought you here?
Pardon?
What brought you here?
I always say originally it was the Beach Boys who brought me here. You know, as a 12-year-old in a small village in Germany, you listen to the Beach Boys, and it's very exotic and very tempting. And I always wanted to come here to California.
They are wonderful.
Yes. And so I came to California. I lived in a wonderful communal household. And,
So you just came on your own?
I came on my own.
Good for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To be a California girl.
I did, yes. And
so you lived where?
I lived in Emeryville.
Mm-hmm. You said in a communal?
Emeryville in Oakland, in a wonderful communal household. And that was my family. Then I got married and I had a son. And when my son started playing with Play-Doh himself, family tradition, I started finally picking up the clay again and worked alongside him. And, you know, more and more sculptures.
Oh, so you hadn't been sculpting up until
then? Were you painting and drawing?
Is that what?
I did some on the side, but not
But when
much.
You taught, it was drawing and...
Sculpture mostly.
Oh, it was still. Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's always been my main focus. And so then I got encouraged by friends and my family to sell the pieces, and I have been doing that for the last about dozen years. And it's been going comparatively well, considering how hard it is to sell your art.
So you're selling to private people, or are you selling to institutions or
Excuse me.
Public places?
I have my website.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Sure.
I have my website for the sculptures. They're mostly feminine figures with a spiritual theme. And I also make fountains, all types of fountains.
For gardens?
Fountains. For gardens, yeah, garden statuary, and also frames and mirrors and bowls.
So when you talk about feminine, female figures with a spiritual tone, can you talk about that a little
bit? One of my sculpture is about a woman sitting in meditation, or then there's the mother and child theme, I mean, fond memories, so I put that in clay and have it cast. So, yes. And then I came to my latest business through going through the experience of having a close family member die. And when it came to the time that we were to pick a memorial marker, we looked at what was out there, couldn't find anything that was really... There was no good match for her, for the beautiful person she was. And
this is going to be an interesting...
Yeah. So I just... They were bland and kind of uniform. So we wanted to express that she was special. And so I thought, I can do that. And I made one for her. And I really loved doing it.
What was it? Can you describe what you made for her?
I made this floral border for her.
A headstone with a floral border?
No, it's not a headstone.
Oh, flat marker.
It's a flat bronze marker, yes. Sort of like a plaque.
Yes, I understand.
And they get mounted on granites in most cemeteries. And so then we found, actually my son found the words to describe her. We wanted to put some words on it other than her name, date of birth, date of death. And he came up with loving and caring, which is really her essence. And so that's what's on her marker.
And that was your first
entry? That was my first one. And then through word of mouth, somebody else commissioned one, a mother for her daughter. Ooh. And she told me about how her daughter loved flowers and how she would stand at her kitchen window and look outside at
her. Was this a young girl?
No, not that young, but still, you know.
A daughter.
Yeah, her daughter. Awful. I mean, you don't want your children to die before you. So she told me how her daughter loved flowers, looked out of her kitchen windows at her beautiful garden and the birds visiting the flowers. So I came up with a combination of roses and birds, and that's what we picked for her.
So how do you do this, and what material? You say like a
bronze. I work in clay.
But so who does the bronze part? That's
when I'm done with the clay, I pass it on to Artworks Foundry in Berkeley.
Oh, so
they're a fine arts foundry, and they take it from there.
I see. And they make the
bronze
from the clay that you do.
Yes. Then it goes through the wax, which I can correct a little bit, and then it goes into casting. Yeah. And then I come back and pick the patina at the end of it. So that's the process.
So I'm really interested. You're smiling also, Teresa. The first thing you said was you were looking for something that would express how you felt about this family person who died.
Yes.
And you couldn't. It was also bland.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And we talk about that with love letters. That's the problem with cards sometimes. They're just bland. They don't really say what you want to say.
Right.
Nobody knows how you feel but you.
Right.
And so you can use a card, but you should make it your own somehow, because that's really important.
It is, and it's also the process of finding what you wanted to say, which is really, I mean, it's a healing process.
And takes some work.
It does. And, you know, you can come together as a family and really talk about the person, express your feelings, reminisce, cry, grieve. I mean, it's a very important process.
Yes.
That doesn't get covered when you just pick and choose and
something
order.
That's already there.
And you can order them online.
So so these really are like love letters.
They are.
In the
definitely.
Way we define them, you know, and how to write them. And you put down, you get together, you get all your thoughts out there.
Right.
And then you decide what to use.
Right.
That most clearly.
Yes. Yes, it does. And I had another, I mean, my father died last year. And my mother and my sisters got together. And she very quickly wanted to go to the task of creating their gravesite, and she picked out the stones. We went to the stonemason, and she picked a quote that described their marriage, and so I made that.
Can
for
you
them.
Tell us what it is?
It's a quote by Albert Camus, and translated it means, loving somebody means to commit to getting old together.
Oh,
and
nice.
That was exactly their marriage. Mm-hmm. I mean, she went through books and books and tried to find something, and we talked about it, and then that one hit it right
Is that how you remember them growing up?
That I can see that now better than I thought at the time. Yes, that's their marriage. You know, they didn't have an easy life, but they stuck together, and there was never a question of, you know, quitting.
That's worth celebrating right there,
right,
isn't it?
They took care of each other.
Do you sign your works, or are they not signed out of sensitivity for the family?
I sign it very small letters on the side.
Because it's not about you.
It's not about
me.
No.
I understand
that. Yeah.
But it's nice for future generations to know that there was somebody whose art this was.
Right. Yeah.
So do people come to you in advance of passing and want one particular...
Yes, both. I mean, people come to me when somebody in their family has passed away, and also in advance. I'm currently working on a marker that will include seven people, a family of seven, and only two of them have passed away.
Oh.
So this...
It will be waiting for them.
Yes, it will, and it gives... the person who called me great comfort to know that there is a place where her family will be united. It really moved her to tears to have that opportunity. So, and you know, I mean, I can work with them. I have the freedom to find ways to make it look in a way that, you know, usually when there's multiple people on the grave and the date of death is not there, usually you put a little plaque on top of the plaque, which I don't quite like. So I figured out a way how I can make it look integrated. So, you know, I have that luxury to do that.
So your work can be all over the world.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And are there other people that do this? Or is this something that you invented?
Well, I have... You know, as part of setting up this business, I have done research. I have found one person who does similar work. But other than that, I haven't, no. Hmm. Yeah. So, it's surprising to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I shouldn't say that because there are certainly huge businesses that deal with how we deal with death.
Yes.
But I'm not sure that most people are so comfortable with it. You know, there's a certain kind of spiritual center that you have to be comfortable doing this, wouldn't you think?
Right. And I'm not sure I've grown into it. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have been. That wouldn't have been an idea of mine 20 years ago.
Sure.
I wasn't there. But you know, I'm getting older, and so these thoughts come up. I mean, I deal with. You know, the finality of, I mean, at some point there is an end to this.
That's
it's not going on forever. And I feel very lucky that I have found a way to deal with this, not just intellectually or emotionally, but also with my hands.
Yes. You're doing a really lovely thing. You're doing something that's making people feel welcome at the other end somehow, I would think.
Yes, I would think so. I like to think of... that the person who I make this marker for would have liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I try to get to know as much about him or her as I can, and I have their photographs in front of me. So I think of them. Yeah.
It's really wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly how we work. I mean, it's so similar. They really are love letters.
Just different forms.
Different forms.
We put them on paper.
Yeah. So speaking of love letters, let's talk about the ones you would like to write. And I say ones because I know you mentioned that you are thinking of more than one, which we like because writing a love letter shouldn't be a one-shot deal.
Right.
It's a way of life.
Right.
So tell us about what you're thinking.
I would like to write the first one to the person I made the first marker for.
How good.
She was my mother-in-law, and her name is Celia. And she died at the, she was 97 when she died.
Oh, nice.
And she was just a very sweet and loving person. And I had the great fortune, we lived together for quite a few years. And she taught math to my son, and
is that what she did professionally, or
no? She was an accountant, but she could have gone far had it. You know, the times were not in her favor, so she could have gone far. Yes. So, but you know, my son had the pleasure of growing up with his grandma, and so part of my letter is expressing appreciation. She was always very supportive of my work, and she had several of my pieces. And
now you're talking about she was. Well, you said she was just a very sweet and loving person.
Yes.
So when you say she was just a very sweet and loving person, I think that's huge.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that in a limiting way, not
okay,
at all.
Okay, good. So, yes. So because, you know, sometimes people will say that and not realize, although I should realize that you would, that under sweet and loving, there are going to be so many specifics that support that.
Yes.
And I'm guessing that you will include those in the letter.
Yes.
The things that you saw that... What made her sweet and what made her loving?
Yes.
How she defined that for you?
She was very supportive, very interested until the day she died. She was interested in everything. And she would ask wonderful questions. She would...
Do you remember what any of those are? I'm just curious. Specifically?
She and I would talk about my work. And uh-huh. She, you know, made me talk about what made me... do this shape or this figure, you know.
So did that help define you and what you were doing further?
Sure, definitely, yes. It makes you think, and it makes you more aware of what you're doing and makes you create more with more awareness.
Okay, so you know just what you're going to say to her. So this is one of them.
I do. So it's part of the letter. I also want to express regret for not having talked to her more because... You know, you always find reasons why you're busy and why you shouldn't sit down and have conversations. And that's a big mistake.
Yes.
I'm really sorry I didn't do more of that.
I'm so glad to hear you say that because Teresa says every time you say it.
Say what you feel while you still have the chance.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And you don't know when it's over.
That's right.
Yeah. And then you think, oh, I should have.
Right.
So
that's kind of an interesting point because while you still have the chance, it's optimal to send how you feel
yes.
while the other person is
yes.
living. But the truth is, while you're living, you still have the chance.
Yeah.
Well, you want to make sure you do it then.
Yeah.
So she's not here anymore. To whom will you mail this beautiful letter?
I don't know.
Let's talk about it.
I could...
Because you don't want it just to sit in your desk drawer,
no,
right?
No, I could create a ritual... I could burn it. I could... No? Okay.
I vote no.
Okay, all right. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I'll think about that.
I understand that, burning it. You could always make a copy and burn it.
Right.
As part of a ritual.
Right. But I mean, I meant the burning in form of letting go.
I understand.
The wind take, scatter the ashes,
right.
You know, or something like
that. On the other hand, you have a son. Are there other children in your family?
There's my son, and there are two older stepdaughters, yes.
Okay. And...
And two grandchildren.
I was going to say, and maybe there will be grandchildren someday.
Share it with them, definitely.
Yes. This is part of their history.
Yes.
This woman.
Yes.
And so is your love for her.
Right. Yes. And she wrote her autobiography, so I can put that as a last page into that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But how nice to get this letter. How old are your grandchildren?
They're 6 and 16.
Oh, big space. Yes. Okay. So I have a thought. Which I always like, for the 6-year-old, there's something really nice about sending letters to a 6-year-old that a 6-year-old isn't ready for.
Yes.
And having the parents stick it away in some treasure box.
Yeah.
For when that child is 12
That's
or
right.
16 or 18, depending on what you say.
Yes.
And let it be a gift later. It should remain unopened.
Yeah.
And then they'll have a gift from you.
Right.
About somebody, and in your handwriting.
Yes.
I mean, as an artist, I'm sure you would
feel
that handwriting holds some magic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe you could do it like that.
Thank
you. Make me happy.
Yes, thanks.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
And what was the other one?
The other one is to my son, Theo, who is going away for college next month.
No.
And it's kind of a bittersweet letter. I mean, I'm getting much better. I'm doing my grieving.
It's hard,
trying
isn't
to grieve
it? Yeah.
on... I don't want to burden him with my grief, but
right.
grief there is.
Yes.
But there's also excitement for him. I mean, I marvel at the surprises he has in store for me every day. I mean...
So there's your letter, I guess.
Yes. It's such fun to see him become... this person, this young man, it's wonderful. And I want to thank him.
What are some of his qualities?
He's an artist.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I mean, he paints. He's going to do a double major in art and general studies.
How far away from home will he be?
Michigan.
Uh-huh.
So, but that's fine. I mean, it seems to be a wonderful environment for him.
It's just a four-hour plane ride.
Right? Yeah, right, yeah.
And so will you include his personal qualities?
His personal
love?
Qualities. He's sensitive. He's warm. He's very funny. And he taught me, he taught me what unconditional love is. I didn't know that before.
I think that's always such a nice thing to put into a love letter is what you've taught me.
Yes, yes.
It really validates the kind of person that they are.
Right. And that's a nice, now that you mention it, that's so good, to have a theme for a letter sometimes.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's not going to be your only letter to him.
No,
I'm sure
no.
you'll write a lot. But sometimes to have a theme is so nice, Teresa, yes. So just to concentrate on that one thing, and you have the address where he will be living.
Yes, yes.
Can that letter be waiting for him when he gets there?
Sure.
What do you think of how you...
I will take him to Michigan next month. I can leave it behind in his room.
Yeah.
So he can find it when I'm gone.
Yes, yes. That sounds wonderful. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if he was going to fly there on his own and he would... you're going to
yes,
take it.
Yes, I decided I'll do that. Yeah. And...
so you won't be there when he's reading it?
No.
Good.
Yeah. 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 I'm just so excited for him. He's amazing.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Right. And how beautiful that he'll know that you know exactly the ways. You know, sometimes with children, they don't know that we've been paying the kind of attention we have.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't know that we see certain things or that we remember certain things.
Right.
And
right.
I think the gift is having remembered. And the gift is that you paid attention.
Yes, yes.
And that really is a gift.
Yes.
And the other way also, you know, when we write to our parents.
Yes.
That we've remembered certain things. So often the result that what Teresa and I are here is, I didn't know you remembered that.
Oh.
Or I didn't know you knew that about me.
Yeah.
To your, and there's the gift.
Right.
So what was the third letter?
The third one is to my mother. I mean, she's fortunately still alive, very much so. She lives on her own. And
she's still in Germany?
She's in Germany, but she and I talk on the phone every day.
Oh, how nice.
And... we've gotten much closer, and I really, really appreciate that. I love it. I love talking to her. And it's about, what have you done? How did you sleep? I mean, it's just nothing dramatic, but just I feel like I am part of, she's part of my life, and I'm part of her life. And I go back to visit twice a year.
Oh, good. And that's a wonderful thing, because there was a time in our history of humankind that when a child left to go to another country, another continent.
Yeah.
The only thing you could guarantee that parent was that you would never see her again.
Ah, horrible. Yeah.
So don't forget to write was really important.
Right.
But that we can talk on the phone every day.
Right. But she loves, I mean, I know she loves getting letters.
Yes.
She loves getting my cards, my birthday cards. So writing her a love letter will be...
About the things that you remember, that you love, the specific things.
Yes, and the things that I didn't know that we discover in conversation.
Wonderful.
Like we talked about, you know, my grieving, Theo's leaving, and she said, yeah, that was hard for me too. And I thought, what? I never realized that. So we have this in common, and I can see now how much I missed, you know.
Oh, how...
Because I was so focused on myself. You
sure.
don't... Take into consideration what...
And what a wonderful way to start a letter.
Yes.
I was so focused on myself that I didn't realize.
Right.
And what a nice theme there, too. The things that I didn't know till I was an adult.
Yeah. Right.
That's wonderful.
Yes. And the things we have in common.
Yes.
And I discover more things every day.
And having it in your handwriting.
Yeah.
And that'll probably be passed on to your grandchildren.
Right.
I mean, letters show up. Letters show up in life. We hear about them all the time.
Yeah.
People don't throw them away.
Right.
Sometimes they show up in some floorboard of a house, and a stranger will learn something about you.
Yeah.
Yes. And we file in a filing cabinet, or
right, stuck in the pages of a book.
Yep.
Yeah. No, she keeps it.
Yes.
I know that. And
you know when people are gone, when somebody does die.
Yes.
And people go through their belongings.
Yes.
There is always that box or that.
Those are treasures. Yes.
Packages of love letters. And that's,
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So even though you talk with her on the phone every day, the question what could you possibly put in a letter? Well, a love letter is very different than a letter that you say what you did last week.
Yes, yes.
And you can't reread a phone call.
No, you can't. I mean, there are so many things I remember every day that she did for me that are special to me and that I have around me. And she would hand sew my doll's dresses.
Yes.
And it's just wonderful.
Okay. And having that in your handwriting that she can pick up and read it whenever she wants.
Yes.
Is such a gift.
Yes.
And also when you do it, you know, you take the time to write it by hand.
Yes.
And probably pick some beautiful stationery that will represent either you or your mother.
Yes.
You're smiling. Do you have something
paper.
In mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's going to be fun to go to the store and pick nice paper.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned that because that's part of it.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's a gift and the envelope is the gift wrap.
Right. Right. And the color and the texture. Yes. Wonderful.
All of that. Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing all this with us and sharing three love letters. That's exceptional.
Oh.
Yes. And have you spent a lot of your time in life writing letters? I mean, being so far from home.
I love writing. I'm a much better writer than a talker. Yes.
Good
point. Yeah. So I need time to develop a thought. So in the writing, that's much easier. Yeah.
Good.
I love writing.
And so much longer lasting.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, thank you again. Again, theartofremembering.com. That's where people can find you. And our broadcasts go all over the country, so people from all over the country can use your services, right?
Not just
in the Bay Area?
Yes. It's easy to ship.
Worldwide,
them.
You ship.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not a problem. Yes.
Nice. Yeah. So from love letters to love letters, thank you.
Thank you so
much. And I can see that you appreciate the time you need to plan it and execute it. I mean, that's what you do for a living.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah.
So
thank you so much for this opportunity. It's wonderful.
Well, for us as well.
And thank you to all of our listeners. We hope you'll join us every week at this time. You can also visit our website, www.lovelettersquad.com, where you can ask us questions, send us comments, listen to all of our past programs, and we hope you will.
Yes.
So till next time.
This is Janet.
And Teresa.
Saying bye.
Bye-bye.